A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Mem Beis, Zvachim 42b, pagination is 84. We'll start on the last two lines of the daf, Masnisen, where the new Mishnah begins. Our topic is Pigul. We encountered Pigul. It's a specific type of thoughtful generated violation where the person shechting thinks that they're going to eat the food of this karban at the wrong time. Psul zman, chutz lezmano, out of its proper time. The Torah in Parshas Tzav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yudches, tells us that should the animal be eaten on the third day, meaning out of its proper time of a karban shlamim, lo yeratze, it will not be accepted, and it's going to be pigul, v'hanefesh ha'ocheles mimenu avona tisa, and the person who eats it shall bear their sin. Rashi tells us, based on the tradition, Chazal, the Gemara, b'mechashev b'shchita la'achlo bashlish yakosav medaber. We're not talking about someone who actually ate it on the third day. On the contrary, we're talking about someone who very well could have eaten it during the proper time. But because it is pigul, what caused it to be pigul? The intent to eat it at the improper time. That's why the person who eats it, the eater, is going to be in this strong violation. Now, what we learn from here, and what is going to be the subject of our Mishnah, is that the type of eating that's going to occur has to be in something that is caused to become permitted from something else. Meaning, if all things were done properly, it would become permitted because of something else. So, for example, the blood is not going to be the eating. If someone would eat the blood, drink the blood, that's not pigul eating. That's not the violation of eating pigul, because the blood itself is permitting whatever is being permitted in itself. The meat that was going to be eaten by the owner or the Kohanim is something that would fit this parameter, because it is something which is becoming permitted because of something else, because of the blood that's sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Rashi by us tells us, one line up in Rashi, She'ein ha-pigul chal ela al-dovor she'yesh lo matirim acherim. Pigul only takes effect, meaning the food that's going to be the violation of pigul to eat, is only going to take effect if it's something that has matirim acherim, something else making it permitted. Let's look at the Mishnah. Ve'elu devarim she'ein chayovim aleihem mishum pigul. These are the things that you're not going to be in violation of eating them because of pigul. There might be all kinds of other issues, but this guy eats blood, so we have a different problem. But the things that are listed here are not going to be violations of pigul. And again, this is not talking about the person who's creating the pigul in the item. That's the person doing the shechita. We're talking about, now that it is pigul, will eating this item be the violation of kares described as avona tisa, he shall bear his sin? So these are the things that do not have pigul associated with them. They're exclusions. Hakometz, the kind of fistful, but it was done in a special way, but the fistful that the Kohen takes of a flour offering, and that's going to be burned on the Mizbeach, that's going to permit the other food. But it itself does not have something that permits it. Vaketores, and ketores that's burned on the inner mizbeach, also it doesn't have something that permits it. It itself is brought. Now, you could ask, if it's brought, so then what is this person eating that's pigul? And the answer would simply be that there's some leftovers of it that the person is eating besides what was brought on the mizbeach. Vaha levona. Levona is translated as frankincense, which is a foreign word to many people. It is a type of resin that comes out of trees when they're slashed or whatever the procedure is. It's not really such a foreign word if we think about it. Frankincense has at the end of the word incense, but that's the origin of the word. And frank seems to be the word for very strong or bold. Frankincense was a known aromatic material which was added to ketores and which was used over here regarding the mincha, the flower offering. So this levona also is not something that something else permits it. It itself is the thing that causes the permission, and therefore the word pigul, in terms of eating it, are you in violation, would not apply. The Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Yudches, Halacha Beis, writes on this topic of ruining the carbon through intent and then making it pigul, so that a person who would eat it would be in violation, says the Rambam, Shelo yafsir hakodeshim b'machshava, the violation is not, the prohibition is not to ruin kodeshim through your thoughts. Shareze doma lamata mum b'kodeshim, and it's comparable to making a blemish in the kodeshim, what you would do in the physical world to slash its leg, break its leg, cut it off. So that mum concept is taking place over here with intent. The Chinuch, very interestingly, Kuf Mem Dalid, writes that since karbanos generally are all about thoughts and intents, so it makes sense that the intent is going to ruin the karban. You think about it, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because most of our mitzvahs, if you have the wrong intent, it might impact it kabbalistically, but ultimately you fulfilled your obligation. If you had the wrong intent doing whatever mitzvah it may be, usually it still works. Person puts on tefillin and his mind is wandering. He intends tomorrow to put them on at the wrong time. It's not going to change. Usually the mitzvah stands, but not by karbanos. The Rambam continues, as we've alluded to, ha'ochel mimenu kezayis b'mezid loke, a person who eats a portion, a kezayis, an olive size, intentionally, would get malchus, would be considered a violation. And this is only going to apply, as our Mishnah outlined, al achilas devarim shehutru, eating something that became permitted. But if a person ate min hamater atzmo, from the thing that is making it permitted, that would be a different violation, but it would not be the severity of eating pigul, which is the level of kares. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.